happening, my beautiful people? You're now tuned in to the Big and Bright Podcast.
It's your boy, B.
And it's your boy, Bright.
Yes, sir. Episode 28.
In the books.
In the building, baby. Let's
starting
go.
It right off, ladies and gentlemen.
How was your weekend, Bright?
Weekend was cool, man.
It was cool.
It was, you know, a lot of upsets in, you know, NFL playoff football, man. It was, you know, the major one was, who would have ever thought Tennessee would have done what they done? But, you know, we'll definitely be jumping into that as we go on throughout the show.
Sir.
How was yours, Big?
Pretty good, man. I literally kicked back and enjoyed the breezy weather, the ice, the rain, the snow, whatever, you know, what have you. Had a great weekend. Had a lazy weekend, man. So, you know, every now and then you got to have those.
Yeah.
Yep. Football for me, so.
Check you out. Jumping right into it.
Mm-hmm.
Without any ado or further delay, ladies and gentlemen, the NCAA football national championship has grazed its beautiful face upon us tonight.
It's here.
Kickoff is in approximately 15 minutes between the Clemson Tigers and the LSU Tigers.
The battle of the 14-0s.
The battle of the kitties.
Clemson has not lost since January 2018. 29 straight wins.
Yeah.
So...
who you got tonight?
Man, I got them Nolens boys, man. You know, I got them boys from LSU, man, the Tigers.
Okay. Any reason?
Who you got?
Any reason that you're taking the Tigers?
I think that Joe Burrow and the LSU Tigers, they know what's at stake. I know Dabo and them going to have Clemson ready. Like I said, they haven't lost in 2 years. But Joe Burrow, I think he's going to continue with what he did against Oklahoma and go crazy. And but, you know, we'll see. I mean, I definitely know it's going to be a battle. Who you got tonight?
I have the Clemson Tigers. I said it before. I'll say it again. Clemson should thank their lucky stars that they're there because they were thoroughly beaten by the Ohio State Buckeyes. Granted that the referees, you know, they interfered and they definitely, you know, played a part in that outcome. So
close game.
It put Clemson on alert.
Well,
and
one thing,
With Clemson being on alert, they're not going to come in sleepwalking into this game. They're going to be ready to play. They're going to be fired up.
Yeah.
And again, they were the defending national champs for a reason.
No doubt.
So
they could go back to back if they win tonight.
Absolutely. And actually, it'd be three straight.
Would it be three?
Three straight.
Mm-hmm. I thought Tua got one.
No, because Tua got one, and then
it'd be two straight, bro. It'd be back to back.
Oh, it'd be back to back because Deshaun Watson won it that year. Then Bama won it the following year, and then Clemson destroyed Bama, and now Clemson is going again.
Exactly. So it'd be two out of what? Three out of four.
Three out of 4 years.
Three out of four.
So
one thing we know for sure is that the Tigers will win tonight.
Some form of Tiger.
Right. And I forgot Auburn is a Tiger as well. I'm like, what's up with all these Southern Tigers?
Yeah, man.
Bunch of Tigers down there, man.
They love the Cats, man.
No doubt.
But, you know, big news dropping down out of the MLB today.
Well, before you get to that, tell me why you think Clemson's going to win, though.
I just stated why.
Right, but LSU is hot, bro. Like, LSU beat the brakes off Oklahoma. You know, Burrow did what he did in basically three quarters. You know what I'm saying? I think it's going to be a battle, but I definitely think that LSU is the better team. I think LSU is the better team right now. Clemson is riding off of the adrenaline of the second half that they played against Ohio State. They end up coming back and making it close. But ultimately, I think LSU is a better team. Ed Orgeron's going to have those boys ready. He fired up. He jacked up before the game, ripping off his shirt, jacking up Red Bulls.
Object to the tits!
Right, that's cool and all, but to beat a man,
you got to beat the man. You're right.
But to beat a man, you got to beat the man!
And in order to beat the man, you got to come and you got to bring everything you have. Given that said, Clemson is battle-tested.
They are.
Through and through.
Definitely.
Okay.
Across the board.
Yeah. And for the luck of the draw, LSU has ran across teams that only did one thing well.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning they, you know, when they ran across Oklahoma only had offense, no defense.
Right, right.
When they ran across Alabama, Alabama only had offense, no defense.
Right.
When they ran across Auburn. They had offense, no defense, and still needed a last second drive in order to, you know what I'm saying, win that game.
Right, right.
Now, you're running across a complete team in Clemson mm-hmm. that can play defense and can score from anywhere on offense. So this is going to be a very, very nice matchup. Yep. But I think Clemson is not going to back down. I think Clemson will punch LSU in the face, take away what Joe Burrow likes to do.
Mm-hmm.
And just like you said, man, LSU been rolling everybody.
Right. It's gonna take Clemson to slow LSU down.
So Baltimore has been rolling everybody too until they ran across the Titans.
Ooh, man.
Stiff run game, stiff defense.
Yeah.
Enough said.
No doubt. So I'm definitely excited about tonight's matchup. I would venture to say, and I'm pretty sure you can probably agree with me, but I would venture to say that LSU versus Ohio State would have been a better matchup. Would you agree with me on that, or do you think
that? I absolutely agree, and the reason why I agree is, mm-hmm. but like I said, it's so much NFL talent across the board
yeah.
on that field. I mean, there's great NFL talent tonight, but in all honesty, there was more NFL talent.
If Ohio State played LSU?
It was more NFL talent on the field when Clemson played Ohio State. It was
okay.
littered
oh, yeah,
with
yeah.
talent.
No
you
doubt.
Know, littered with talent. When they played each other on that field. So mm-hmm. Given the fact that I do believe that I honestly believe that Clemson has more NFL talent than LSU right now at this
okay,
point.
That's respectable.
You have now, don't get me wrong. LSU has a hell of a corner. That's yeah, only I think he's a freshman or a sophomore.
Yep.
He's a hell of a corner. I oh, think yeah. he's a freshman.
Yeah, he'll probably go top 10 when his time comes.
Yeah, he'll probably be one of the top picks
yep.
in another 2 years in the draft.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. They have Thaddeus Moss. Mm-hmm. He's an NFL talent. They have Joe Burrow. He's an NFL talent. They have Jefferson, the wide receiver.
Thaddeus, is that Randy Moss's
That's Randy
kid?
Moss's son, yeah.
Okay.
They have, you know.
He played a little running back and receiver, don't he?
No, he's a tight end.
He's a tight end?
Yeah, tight end. Thaddeus Moss. He's a starting tight end for LSU.
He's emotional a lot.
Okay. And then, you know, they have Jefferson, the wide receiver, that's all world, you know, that's mm-hmm. pretty much a boy bad, man, you know yeah. what I'm saying? So, I mean, they have the weapons
right,
in strategic places, but Clemson is littered from running back to wide receivers. You got Higgins and you know, they have so many weapons. And then, of course, you got Lawrence. You got all these individuals, you know what I'm saying, doing whatever they do for Clemson.
Right.
And then not only that. On the defensive side of the ball, mm-hmm. LSU don't possess the same type of defensive talent that Clemson has. Clemson has NFL talent across the D-line, linebackers, you know, corners and safeties.
Right.
They're littered, man. So I think experience will come into play here in
yeah.
this situation. And not only experience, but talent. And talent will win out. Clemson has more talent than LSU. Clemson will be your reigning 2020 college football playoff champions.
Wow. Mouthful said there, man.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely going to be and we saw it with the NFL this past weekend where teams jumped out ahead early on. Some teams recovered, some teams didn't. So we'll just have to see tonight if one of those teams jump out early, who can recover.
Big time. So aside from that, you know, also going on the, you know, aspect, staying within the football realm, though.
Yeah.
Do you think that is fair? We're moving on to the NFL now.
Okay.
Do you feel that it's fair that Lamar Jackson has received the level of criticism that he's received after taking his team 14-2, giving them, you know, we're heavy Super Bowl favorites, but yet they ran up against a very stiff Titans team and they lost? So, I mean, what do you get from that?
Well, I don't think that it's fair necessarily that Lamar Jackson received all the criticism. You really got to look at how that game went. You know, Tennessee jumped out early. You know, they jumped out early. So the thing of it is, this is Lamar Jackson's first. This is really his first playoff action, really. I mean, this is the second playoff game. But he's really never been in that position before. You got to look at all the drop balls that the Ravens.
Absolutely.
You
I
know,
agree.
They dropped
I
a agree. Lot of balls, man. I mean, Lamar was putting he was dropping it right there. Snead was dropping balls. The tight end was dropping balls. The running backs coming out the backfield was dropping balls. you really got to look at the full picture. And they just never really could recover. Tennessee sucked all the momentum right out of M&T Bank Stadium, really from the onset. But Lamar does deserve some blame because he's the leader. He's the leader.
So they what's that?
My I thing just is, think they weren't ready. They just weren't ready.
I don't think they – okay, my thing is that no matter what you do in the NFL, I told you there is going to come a time where someone is going to stop these RPOs that Baltimore was running, the run-pass option, playing from the outside in, not losing contain.
Yep.
Okay. Well, as we saw, Tennessee stopped the RPOs.
Yeah.
They actually –
they were the perfect team to do it, too,
funny
man.
Thing is, they actually – the way they played it with a safety as a robber, a safety and an outside linebacker as a robber.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what they did was – they constricted and played from the outside in. You know, you had a linebacker sitting there spying on Lamar Jackson, and you had a safety spying on Lamar Jackson as well.
Yep.
With that being done, they cut the field in half.
Man, they were snuffing that boy out.
They cut the field in half,
yeah.
And they forced him to throw. If he was going to make a throw, they didn't give him any throws to the short side of the field from that hash.
Yep.
They made him throw to the far side of the field from that hash, and he couldn't complete those throws. And when he did get the ball there, they dropped him.
Yep.
So.
Yep. man, Tennessee is really starting to look special right now, man.
They are.
You know what I'm saying?
They are implementing old school football. 3 yards and a cloud of dust. Hard nose, smash mouth, in your face. I'm going to give it to my 6'4" running back 30 times.
Say that
and
again.
I guarantee I'm going to give it to my 6'4", 240-pound running back 30 times.
Yeah.
And I guarantee if I give it to him 30 times, more so than not, we're going to win that game because we're going to own the time of possession. Mm-hmm. Not only are we going to own the time of possession, we're keeping your offense, your best asset, off of the field.
Yep.
With me keeping you off of the field, we're running clock.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, we jump up 2 scores and play the time of possession game. It's going to be hard for you to come back if you are not a strike quick first. If you're not a strike fast first offense like a Kansas City, which they're running up against now.
Right.
You don't have a chance.
And the crazy part about all of this is the fact that Tennessee, they really I just lost my train of thought.
Well, I'll tell you this. You lost your train of thought, but Tennessee versus Kansas City is going to be one hell of a matchup because it's chess. It's going to be a game of chess. And what I mean by What I mean by a game of chess is the fact of the matter that you have a time of possession ground and pound team, and you have a team that can basically score at will in bunches.
Yep.
In Kansas City.
And that's what's crazy. That's what's crazy about the whole situation in Tennessee. Like, Tannehill only threw 72 yards against the Patriots.
Right.
He only threw 88 yards against the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
And Lamar Jackson, I would have to say Lamar Jackson really got a lot of garbage time yards and stuff.
Because
he did throw for, like, what, almost 400 yards?
Yeah.
He had 31 completions.
He had 58 attempts.
Right, 31 out of 59.
God.
And he had 143 rushing yards. But you've been saying this all year.
But Lamar Jackson,
that running stuff, you're not going
to advance.
You're
not going to win that way.
You can't.
You can't win that way, folks.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it all year.
Mm-hmm.
At some point in time.
Now, do you think it would be a little different if? Because he did end the game with 143 yards. Once again, some of that was garbage time yards. Do you think that if they would have caught some of those balls and extended some of those drives, you know, they could have won and made it to the AFC Championship game, winning maybe by a field goal or something like that? If the game had stayed close, if they catch those balls, you know, is it a different story?
It could have been, but who knows? You know, the fact of the matter, and what we do know is they lost by double digits.
Right. And what I hate is that we have been robbed of a Patrick Mahomes Lamar Jackson AFC Championship.
No, you haven't been robbed by any stretch of the imagination.
I think that's what we wanted to see. No. I think that's what the people wanted.
You want to see the best game possible and the better team won on that given Sunday. Now, what we right. were robbed of, speaking of robbery.
Okay.
Something must be done about these NFL referees.
I know you're about to talk about Seattle, right?
That Seattle and Green Bay game, what the hell? I sat here. I literally sat here.
Yeah.
It was third, and I want to say it was third and nine. Mm-hmm. I sat here. I watched Aaron Rodgers get the snap, back up, back up, back up, drops it off. You know, he drops it off, tight end catches the ball. He goes. He is brought down clearly 3 feet before the damn first down marker. Not the first down line, the first down marker.
Jimmy Graham?
Jimmy Graham was brought down 3.5 feet before the first down marker. Not the line that's on TV, folks, the actual marker. And he slid to the first down.
It's tough because his body is so long.
There's nothing tough about it. You are considered down once an elbow or knee touches. That is where the ball dies, okay? You don't advance an additional 5 damn feet up the field because you slid, all right?
Yeah.
The referee got right over there and marked the ball where the slide ended. Wait, contact was made as soon as he caught the ball. As soon as he catches the ball, as soon as he goes down, that's where the ball dies. It's fourth down.
Yeah.
What down is it?
Fifth.
No, it would be fourth down.
But these damn refs, for some reason, they want to see Aaron Rodgers, Sharon Rodgers.
Hey.
They want to see him in the damn Super Bowl for some reason, man.
Well,
and, you know, it is what it is. But that is horse.
Yeah.
That is straight up and down horse, because if you can't get that call right, you're screwing people out of games, man.
Yeah.
And it always seems to happen with Green Bay.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah, well, I'll say this. I think that it benefited us as fans, because we watched San Francisco baptize Green Bay 37-8. And
this is the thing, though.
Yeah.
It's going to be a different story because it's the playoffs.
It's the playoffs, but they're going to attack. They're going to attack Aaron Rodgers. He's going to be getting bludgeoned.
See,
he's going to get beat up real good.
The thing is, but Green Bay knows what to expect. You get what I'm saying? They know what to expect. Not only that, they know what to expect. The thing is, if the front four can get to Aaron Rodgers, then it's going to be a long day.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that Aaron Rodgers gets the ball out so damn quick.
Yeah.
You know, 1,001, 2, 3, boom. Ball is gone out of his hands, man, before the defensive line.
You got to make smart decisions against a team that's long. They got linebackers and DNs up the creek. He got it coming.
Oh, yeah. He definitely got it.
He got it coming. And I would rather watch them get demoralized on national TV.
Yeah, I hate the Packers.
Yeah,
man.
We hate them.
I hate the Packers, but
yeah.
So we are on our way to the championship games. By the time you hear this, we'll probably be heading into the Super Bowl. But give me your picks for Championship Sunday.
I'm gonna say the NFC first. I'm gonna say San Fran. I think San Francisco is the best team left.
Okay.
Period. I think San Francisco is the best team left. It's gonna be hard. It's really hard for me to pick between the Titans and Chiefs. It's easy to say that the Chiefs are gonna win because they're at home. The crowd is crazy. They don't want what happened against the Texans to happen against the Titans. So it's easy for me to pick the Chiefs. It's so tough, man. It really depends on time of possession. If Derrick Henry is running that rock, nobody's stopping him. But Derrick Henry can still get his work, and the Chiefs still win. And that's what I think is going to happen.
Okay, what I think is going to happen, in all honesty, I think I got San Fran beating Green Bay convincingly. I wouldn't say a blowout, but I say convincingly.
You got San Fran beating Green Bay.
I got San Fran beating Green Bay.
Okay.
I have the Tennessee Titans beating the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ooh.
In an upset, due to the fact that today's era, in today's game, it is still a run-the-ball game.
Okay.
And they have a solid run game. Now, what I mean by a solid run game is Tennessee can control the tempo of the game and grind Kansas City into submission.
Okay.
With Derrick Henry, give him the ball, get out of his way, let him eat. And with them playing solid defense the way they're playing, before you know it, Tennessee will jump up on you by two scores. They jump up on you by two scores and playing solid defense the way they're playing, and you only getting limited tries of offensive, you know, of offensive possessions because they're taking 8 to 8 and 10 minutes off of the clock. Now the pressure is on you. You got to score within 2 to 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Granted, if any offense can do it, yeah, it'll be Kansas City. But against that defense, it's going to be hard, man. It's going to be hard. Therefore, I have it Tennessee Titans 27, Kansas City Chiefs 23.
I just find it hard to believe that Tannehill is going to go on the road three times. Now, where I can see Tennessee in the Super Bowl, I can see the whole, you know, media day. I can see Tannehill with his wife and kids and, oh, yeah, you know, we're just glad to be here, but we're not done. I can see the whole cute story. I can see the Cinderella story. However, when it comes down to it, I think that Patrick Mahomes is really special. And
he's very special.
Yeah. And I think that ultimately Kansas City is just going to be too much. I mean, they got too many weapons. You got Kelsey. You got Hardman, number 17. You got number 10. I mean, you got some guys, man. You got Damian Williams, you know. And I just don't see them allowing, you know, I really don't see Kansas City allowing what happened against the Texans to happen to them again. I just don't see. I see that sea of red going crazy. I see Patrick Mahomes. You know, I think they have a taste of what it feels like to be going to the Super Bowl. You know, and I think they see the light. I think it's going to be an all red Super Bowl. It's going to be 49ers and Chiefs in a Super Bowl. And I think the 49ers are going to win the whole thing. I just don't. Nobody's better than them. They're fully balanced. They got guys up the creek. They got guys you don't even know their names. You know, the Chiefs can't stop the run, too.
That's going to be their demise. Key. Yeah, that's going to be their demise.
Yeah. But they can score, and if they outscore you, you might be in trouble. Nah. They put up 51, bro.
Yeah.
On the Texans, and the Texans ain't no slouch defensively.
They're not Tennessee either.
They not.
So my thing is, and in all honesty, I think San Fran will get to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think San Fran will win it. I honestly think Tennessee is going to take it all.
Wow.
This is just their year.
And you know what?
I
wouldn't be surprised.
The reason why I say this is because you've beaten Brady. You've beaten Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you'll probably take out Patrick Mahomes. The Dragon Slayers.
It is starting to feel like a 2007 Giants.
It's like they're red hot.
9-7. And the Packers did it too. They went 10-6 that one year and beat the
this
Steelers.
This team is red hot. Fire red hot.
Yeah.
And it is going to be – they're going to be a tough out, man. I just have them winning it all.
But, you know, I'm kind of thrilled because this whole Tennessee run started with my prediction of them beating the Patriots. And like I said, they're starting to really look special. Like you said.
Oh, Marco, cue the round of applause for Big for that, man.
Thank you.
That was a hell of a prediction.
I appreciate that.
A hell of a prediction right there.
I just saw it, man. You know, just like I can, even though I picked the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl, I can see the Titans in the Super Bowl. I could see the Vikings in the Super Bowl.
Well, they're gone now.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, you can look ahead and you can see, you know, when a team hits the right stride. And like I said, this is reminiscent to me of the 2007 Giants. They beat the 17-0 Patriots. And, you know, so it could very well be a special year for these Tennessee Titans. And it's crazy, bro, because we talked about during the season how they were going to finish the season in a three-way tie, how the season is going to end with all three teams being 8-6, you know, and the Texans wanted it more. They won the division, but the Titans got that sixth seed. The Titans got that sixth seed, and they got in there, and they took care of business, man. But what I love about the NFL playoffs is, as you can see, Tannehill hasn't even thrown for 200 yards combined in these playoff games against tough quarterbacks Tom Brady and Lamar Jackson, and still – you just have to be the best team that day. You got to win the you got to win the time of possession battle. You got to win the running back battle. You know what I'm saying? And they're looking very dominant, man. So shout out to them. But yeah, I can see the Chiefs and 49ers, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Titans go.
Oh man. Well, with that said, we're moving on.
You were going to say something about baseball. Sorry about that.
That's all good. As we got into it, which again, this coincides, but today, stiff punishments were handed down in the Major League Baseball, with punishments handed down to the Houston Astros and the Boston Red Sox for their alleged cheating. Well, it's not even alleged. It's
sign
been confirmed.
Stealing. Yeah.
Sign stealing.
Yeah.
Throughout the playoffs and in the World Series. With that said, the Houston Astros general manager has been fired. And their manager has been suspended for 2 years.
Well, they both got fired.
They fired them both.
Initially, they were both going to be suspended for a year.
Yeah.
Fined $5 million.
Okay.
And then draft picks were taken from the second round in 2020 and 2021.
Mm.
They came back maybe an hour or so later and said that they were both fired.
Wow.
So,
but see, this is the crazy part, though, right?
Yeah.
And same thing with the Red Sox. You know, they were fined a hefty fine, and they were also docked draft picks for 2020 and 2021. Okay. My thing is, this seems like
did you say the Redskins or the Red Sox?
The Red Sox.
Okay.
Did I say the Redskins?
I hope not. It's all
but
good.
This seems like a relative slap in the damn face. Because if you are not going to take away, if you're not going to take away the World Series titles that they cheated to achieve, that they cheated to get.
I agree.
Then what the hell is all this other punishment for?
I agree.
They have to vacate the titles. And the NCAA standards, right?
Yep.
They took away the Fab Fives, Final Four appearances.
Mm-hmm.
Was it three straight Final Four appearances? They made them take those banners down. They vacated all wins and erased everything that was Fab Five.
USC, if I'm not mistaken.
USC, they may give back a that.
From 03 to 05.
They vacated national titles.
Yeah.
Took all the banners down. You know, granted, now that I understand that that's NCAA, a college as opposed to a professional organization.
Right.
But the punishment should be stiffer.
It should be stiff.
Yeah. I don't give a damn because you dock draft picks. I don't give a damn because,
you find them $5 million.
You find them $5 million. What the hell is $5 million to anybody in baseball?
Man, that's
a dollar, a drop in the bucket?
Yeah, a penny.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. A franchise at that. Mm-hmm. That's probably worth billions of dollars.
Not probably.
Is worth billions of dollars.
Right, at least what 2 to 3.
What the hell is $5 million to them?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You really want to put egg on their face? Take away those World Series titles. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Take away Houston's World Series title. Take away Boston Red Sox World Series title if you're caught cheating.
Yeah.
Now they're talking about, this is going to be the precedent of professional sports all around. A precedent. Man, get the hell on, man. Don't nobody care.
Yeah.
Don't nobody care. So it is what it is. If you know, if you want to play that role, if you want to be that guy, if you want to sit up here and prolong like, this is so important because it's America's pastime. Don't nobody give a damn about baseball.
Yeah. I mean,
they don't.
With that being said, I mean, ultimately, you know, I know you know, because we've had this debate several times. The baseball as a sport is kind of a dying
thing. It's a dying sport. It's too slow for
our
generation.
But, man,
the
contracts ain't saying that. Them boys getting $300 million still.
They getting $300 million because
empty stadiums.
It's not because – right, in empty stadiums because they are television contracts. They are TV contracts. Again, these organizations do not get paid by fans showing up and putting butts in the stands. They're getting paid by these television contracts.
It's probably the only sport like that.
NBA, television contracts. NFL, television contracts. Marketing rights. Not only marketing rights, they also get streaming rights. And they also get, DirecTV pays so much money to the NFL to be the only carrier of NFL games outside of local channels, Fox and ESPN and CBS.
Okay.
And NBC Sunday night. Mm. But DirecTV pays billions of dollars to the NFL for that.
Yep.
Okay.
Did you say billions?
Billions. Yes.
Okay. I had to. Okay. Yes. I can see millions.
No. Billions.
Ooh. Okay. Oh, so it's like a contract, though. It's like
a contract.
It's like over a course of maybe a decade.
10 years.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay,
10 years.
Okay.
$2 billion.
I got you.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then the rest of the money comes from marketing and advertising and stuff like that with the NFL logo, whatever logo, MLB logo, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Which they share and break amongst the players' union and whatever, whatnot, and then those are arbitrated into the contracts. Those TV deals are what's keeping Major League Baseball alive because, again, no one's going to the games.
Hmm.
Think about this. How many people are showing up at Comerica Park to watch the Tigers take a beating?
Like
who's showing
up
for that?
Like you said last episode or episode 26, them jokers show up to get hammered, bro.
Yes. They show up to get drunk and take a day off work.
Anytime you can lose over 100 games in a season and your team's still showing up, they're going to drink.
Team builder.
And they right, exactly.
Team building.
Right. Companies go out and say, hey, let's go to this Tigers game. Watch these guys get baptized, but we'll get hammered, you know.
Be crip walking coming out of the stadium, man. Stanky legs trying to walk to the car.
No
like,
doubt.
Looking crazy.
No doubt.
So with that, you know, again, with that said, man, you know, you claim the integrity of the game. And they're cheating. If you're not going to take, and this is the perfect argument for Pete Rose. If you're not going to go ahead and take away those World Series titles for them cheating, if you're not going to take it away, then by God damn it, you better put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. Put him in the Hall of Fame.
I agree.
Because you just showed that, okay, it doesn't matter if you cheat. We forgive you. We're not going to make you vacate titles, but you'll ban Pete Rose.
Yeah, that Pete Rose thing is,
come on,
that's
man.
Overdue.
It's getting old.
That's long overdue.
It's getting old.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Can Pete Rose get into into Cooperstown, please?
Right.
Please.
Yeah, man. He got some of the most hits ever.
Damn, Roger Clemens, you know, Barry Bonds.
Just put them in there, man. They deserve
it. Put them in there.
They worked hard for it.
Put them in there. You know what I'm saying? Granted, big ups. Big shout out to my dude, Ken Griffey Jr., because he just recently got in there.
I love Ken Griffey
Jr. Love Griffey, man.
Bro, that pose. That
swing
pose,
man.
Yeah, man. That
swing, man with that bat.
Yeah, yeah, man. Ken Griffey.
Yeah,
I remember,
man.
He played with his dad for a couple of years, man.
Yeah.
Ken Griffey Sr., man. That was pretty cool. But that Mariner squad was amazing, now that you bring that up. Edgar Martinez.
The big unit.
What was the other guy? The DH. Okay, yeah, that was Edgar Martinez. Who was the shortstop? Wasn't that Alex Rodriguez?
Alex Rodriguez,
and he had Griffey in left field. He eventually switched over to right field, I think, or center field when he was with Cincinnati.
You had the big unit out there slanging it, man, from the
mound.
Yeah,
man, that was a heck of a – oh, man.
They had a hell of a team to never have won it.
I miss those days, man.
To never have won it, man. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah, man, that's quite ridiculous. But a lot of times that happens in sports, man. It just takes a while to you know, put that whole thing together and win it all. But
it's hard in baseball.
The Marlins did it early. You know, they did it with a young
beat my damn Cubs and Steve Bartman. Steve Bartman is the one that gave him life.
Oh man!
So you know it is what it is. But
yeah, you want to talk about some of the NFL hires a little bit? Kevin Stefanski. Shout out to him, man. Anytime a coach can get a new, you know, get a head coaching gig for the first time, man, that's got to be exciting for his family. You go into a new city, you get to buy a house. You get a 5-year deal.
Yeah, but you'll enjoy it about roughly 2 years, because if you're not winning in 2, you're fired.
And this is the Browns' 10th head coaching hire in the last 8 seasons.
Yeah, which is bull, because again,
Hugh Jackson, they didn't give him no kind of time.
Damn Hugh Jackson, he's a retread, okay? Damn him.
Yeah.
But what about Eric Bieniemy?
Yes, yes.
You know, only what about Eric Bieniemy, what about Silas?
I think part of
Silas.
Right. I think part of that is because they go deep into the playoffs every year. Well, Bieniemy, of course, because he was being looked at by the Jets last year and like 3 other teams.
Still, they're not hiring these.
Robert Saleh?
They're not hiring.
Yeah.
These minority coaches.
Well,
I'm not understanding that, man.
They're not waiting. And see, I'm really surprised by the Kevin Stefanski hire in Cleveland. And I'm also really surprised that the Giants went and hired a guy nobody's ever heard of.
They went and hired the damn towel boy, man. They went and hired the freaking towel boy out there in New England, man. Like,
goodness.
What the hell?
This the guy that put down the lines on the field. You know, it's like, what? He, you know, he the one that put the graphics in the end zone.
Man.
I'm like, who is this guy? Everybody had to Google this guy. You've never heard it. What's his name?
I don't know. He'll be fired in 2 years.
He got a name that's like, is his last name like Jobs or something?
I don't really look. He'll be fired in 2 years, so it really don't matter.
He went to the Giants.
Hate to say that, but and they he'll
didn't
be
fire,
fired.
And yeah, because they didn't fire Gettleman. You know, Gettleman's going to be looking after his own butt.
He'll be fired in 2 years, so yeah. It is what it is.
That's crazy. But yeah, the Matt Rhule, the head coach from, did you say Baylor?
Baylor's Bears.
Coach. He was hired by the Panthers.
Who in the hell gave him $60 million?
Bro, I heard it could be worth up to 7 years, $70 million.
Why?
He got like a 6 or 7 year
what
deal.
What is he proving?
Not a darn thing.
Not a damn thing.
Yeah, man. These contracts, the Browns gave, what's the name, 5 years. But he ain't going to see it.
That privilege is amazing, ain't it?
Yeah, it is.
That privilege is amazing.
It's quite amazing.
That's quite a privilege here. Because to not have proven nothing.
And
to not have won
years,
nothing.
Yeah.
And you're all given jobs. You're all given these big contracts.
Big jobs.
Meanwhile, Eric Bieniemy, he has to work his way up from quality control guy to...
But it's
going to
be that much sweeter.
Coordinator.
It's going to be that much sweeter for him.
Salah.
Yeah, Robert Salah.
Salah, he has to work his way up. Yeah. You know, it's just a couple guys to name a few.
That privilege is a mother.
That privilege is a mother.
Hey, but that's funny, though, man. I was looking at this meme, bro. The Texans, the Scooby-Doo joint.
You know, they had a meme like that where it was Lamar Jackson at the top, and then when they pulled it off, it was Jameis Winston.
No, it was Vince Young.
Yeah. I seen that, too.
So, for those of you who hasn't gone to our page yet, I posted it on our Twitter as well as our Instagram in the stories. You remember like Scooby-Doo when they used to, at the end of the episode when they were trying to figure out who the monster was or who the bad guy or the perpetrator was, they would pull off his mask. And in this particular meme, they pulled off the Texans mask, and it was the 2016 Atlanta Falcons that blew that 28-3 Super Bowl lead.
They blew a 24-0. And they blew a 24-0.
Bro, and that's what I want to talk about. I want to smoke with Bill O'Brien.
So you want the smoke.
I want the smoke,
you
man.
You want the smoke.
I want the freaking smoke, man. This guy.
Because we want the smoke.
Huh?
We want the smoke.
Tom Tour.
We want the smoke.
Uh-huh.
We want the smoke.
Come on, Charlie.
We want the smoke.
Let him know.
Is a bum of a head coach, bro. He's literally getting by off the talents of his quarterback, Watson. Because before Watson got there, he couldn't coach his way out of a wet paper bag, man. He brought over Osweiler, and then they put in Schaub. And it's like, dude, you know, he sucks as a coach, bro.
He needs to send a case of champagne to the Chicago Bears,
man. What?
Every single year.
Yeah, and then on top of that, he had the balls to get on an interview.
Marvelous.
And they said that, what do you think about your team after this season? Well, we had a good season. We're trending in the right direction. Excuse me?
You blew a 24-0 lead.
You blew a 24-0 lead,
Bill
bro.
O'Brien.
And you know what? You know what's funny about that, bro? When they kicked that second, because it was 21-0. When they kicked that second field goal, instead of going for it on fourth and short, I said, this is going to be a turning point. And sure enough, they kicked the field goal, went up 24-0, and Kansas City proceeded to score 41 straight.
Yeah.
Like, how do you go up 24-0 and still lose by 20? That's, like, improbable. That doesn't happen. You don't go up. First of all, nobody comes back from the only time I can ever remember, aside from the Patriots coming back for 28-3, was the 1993 Buffalo Bills came back and beat the Houston Oilers.
Yeah.
They were up 35-3.
Yeah.
I'm like, how is that possible? You see this team storming back. They're at home. Yeah, Brad, you're going to give us an update on that game, too.
Game just kicked off.
Just kicked off? Okay.
Just kicked off.
Okay, I see you over there making a face, so I'm like, okay, something must have happened. But, yeah, man, Bill O'Brien, I want to smoke with you, bro. You're awful, man, and you don't deserve your job, sir. You don't.
You're awful, and you don't deserve
your job. You don't deserve your job, man. And that leads me to the fact that, once again, Bill Belichick disciples don't do well. They don't do well.
Well, as we start out the game, Clemson Tigers Trevor Lawrence rolls out to the right side and connects with the young wide receiver Ross for a 54-yard gain. Here we go.
54 yards. That's what's up. Just jumping to the NBA just for a brief moment. It's a lot of trade rumors going around.
Oh, well, let's talk about the biggest trade rumor here in Detroit. Okay. Oh, fat ass Andre Drummond.
Yeah.
Going to Faglanta. Oh, my God. That would be the perfect place for that, sissy.
Come on, man. Don't do that, man.
Drummond, I'm telling you,
we
man.
Don't wanna, I've heard some stuff, but we don't want to get into that.
No, Drummond is what he was and what he is. Him and Dwight Howard hang out on the weekends, okay?
I'm not getting into
by
that.
By themselves.
I refuse that conversation.
Okay, well, I'm just going to tell you the truth, damn it. That's what it is. Do you see him run up the court?
I'm not a fan of Drummond, man.
Have you seen him run up the court?
Yeah.
Be switching and... Like, what is up with you?
Hey.
I told you, do not give old fat ass this type of deal. Remember when he got signed? Remember when they was talking about re-signing him? I said, he's not worth that.
Yeah, he wanted 5 years, 130.
Why?
And you know
to
what's crazy
us 12
about
and 12?
And you know what's crazy 130? About that? 130 ain't even nothing now.
It don't matter.
Compared
to give
know?
Us 12 and 12? 130 right. for 12 and 12? Are yeah. you serious?
Well, to his defense, he does have 38 2020 games. So, I know. I'm not a fan.
That's like saying I lead the league in the most picked boogers out of my nose in the morning.
No,
wow.
Well, the latest rumor is that he would be traded for Julius Randle to the New York Knicks for Julius Randle. And Frank, I don't know how to say his last name. Can you read that name there? It's like Nicole or something.
Yeah, Nitakina.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, so that would be a pretty good trade for us. You know, that's the Pistons are the last team I'm holding on to in Detroit.
Nah.
That's the last team I'm holding. I'm just praying to Jesus Christ that
Jesus Christ,
we love you, Jesus.
We love you, God. Jesus we love you, Christ. God. The shield.
He's stupid, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, cue it, Marco.
We love you, Jesus.
We love you, God. But
yeah,
the
helmet.
The shield.
Swore the truth.
Bro, that music took me out.
Watching him pop lock in them beat ass Timberland boots is what had me.
Like he just came from the scrapyard, Joe.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Like he fresh out of jail,
man.
Oh,
God. Jesus Christ. Dog,
the spirit of truth.
That music. What was that music? No, it was like 1988. House porn, bro. Like in the back. I don't even know.
Whoa, bows.
But yeah, man. Bow. So Kyrie Irving is back.
So
you know, Kyrie Irving is back after missing 25 games.
He's gonna keep doing this.
I really think he's overrated, man. A lot of people
he's
say
not. He's not.
He's not overrated.
No, he's not.
Okay,
but I tell you,
he's skillful. He's just unavailable.
He's highly unavailable all the damn time.
But his teams never need him.
They don't, and that's the
that's
funny
why,
part.
That's why I think he's overrated, because he's not that guy. He wasn't the guy in Cleveland. He went to Boston and tried to be the guy. They ousted him. Now he's going to New Jersey or Brooklyn.
It's not
going to
work there because him and Kevin Durant.
You know KD is going to be the guy.
Kevin Durant is going to come back, be the guy, and then
they're going to want to trade Kyrie.
Kyrie is going to get pissed off because this is his hometown. This is supposed to be his team.
Right.
He's going to be looking at it like, and him and Kevin Durant will get into it eventually.
Yeah.
And it's not going to work. So,
you know, and I just think that, you know, Brooklyn is a better, they don't need him. I mean, Dinwiddie is a pretty solid guy.
How the Pistons let him go?
Bro, the Pistons let go of Chris Middleton too.
Yeah.
They let go of all these guys that become something, just like the Lions, reminiscent of the Lions. The Lions let everybody go, and they become Pro Bowlers. They become Super Bowl winners. It's just a curse, man. They don't develop nobody. They get rid of talent too early. Now, the one player that they did get rid of that I was glad, and he didn't become anything, is Stanley Johnson. He's still terrible.
Where is he at, doing drywall?
He actually was signed by Toronto.
To do what?
Yeah.
Amir Johnson.
Whatever he's doing.
Just Detroit Pistons, stay away from Johnsons, okay? Amir Johnson, Stanley Johnson, Vinny Johnson.
You stupid. Vinny Johnson was good.
Vinny Johnson was good, but I'm just saying,
the microwave, he used to heat up quick. Yeah.
Stay away from these Johnsons, man, because the last two y'all picked was straight up. Cue it, Marco.
The blue team. Oh. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Katie.
Yeah, man. the Lord Jesus Christ, the Pistons suck. But real quick, speaking of the Pistons are playing the Pelicans tonight. Zion Williamson is expected to return Thursday, so he'll be playing against the red hot Utah Jazz. Utah is second in the West right now, man. Did you know that?
No, yeah. And I don't and care.
Utah is 9-0 since they got Jordan Clarkson.
Where are they going? Is Utah going anywhere in the West?
Just showing a little love. That's
are
all.
They beating the Lakers? Are they beating the Clippers?
Hmm? Just showing
are they
love.
Beating the Mavericks? Hmm?
Just showing a
are
little
they
love.
Beating the Rockets? Hmm?
Nah, they not.
Okay, so why do we give a damn that they're in second place in the West here on January 12th, 2020?
Why do we give a good googly moogly what's going on with Utah?
Whatever.
Yeah, so.
Luka has been on fire in the NBA all season long.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
Luka is amazing, man. I think Luka's going to go from the Rookie of the Year to in the conversation for MVP.
He should be in the conversation now for MVP.
Yeah, I think he will be.
Speaking of MVPs and a less than stellar MVP move.
Oh, my goodness.
Anthony freaking Davis, a Chicago-born kid, a Chicago native, shows up to Lambeau Field in green and freaking gold.
Did he?
With Aaron Rodgers' jersey on.
Did he?
Walking through Lambeau Field, high-fiving Green Bay fans screaming, go, Pack, go.
Are you serious?
I am.
You got to show me that, bro.
Serious.
I didn't. Hey. Hey, but I think it's weird that LeBron is a Dallas Cowboys fan, too.
I get that. But LeBron, but LeBron is not, you know. He's not a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Lil Wayne is a Packers fan, too. Weezy been on SportsCenter like 19 times talking about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers with jerseys on. And
I understand
all that.
But, you know, at the same time.
He should be a Saints fan.
Well, the Saints was booty his whole life.
Well, they won a Super Bowl in 2005.
What outside of that, what?
I'm sorry, Katrina was in 05. They won a Super Bowl in what? Like 06, 07?
I think it was like
somewhere around there.
Yeah,
between 06 and 08.
Whatever. They window of opportunity has closed too, may I remind you.
Yeah, bro. What's up with them, man?
They defense.
I like the Saints. I love the Saints.
Their defense.
I love
their defense has let them down time and time and time again.
That's funny. Michael Thomas was tweeting with some fans, and he was like, I got room on my couch for you Vikings fans.
I don't know why.
He was like, I got a big couch. Y'all can come over here and watch it with me.
I don't know why he's talking smack, because they eliminated you.
Right, exactly. Twice.
Big mouth.
Twice.
Yeah.
In the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So he can put that in his pipe and smoke it.
Speaking of the Saints, bro, just real quick, I just wanted to kind of show love to – I feel like we're coming to the end of an era with – Drew Brees, Tom Brady, and Eli Manning. And possibly
Eli
even
Manning.
Phillip Rivers.
Wait,
I'm just saying because Eli got two. Okay.
Wait. Eli is cue it, Katie.
The booty. Oh.
Hey, listen. I would much rather be the booty with two Super Bowl rings under my belt.
Yeah, well, he has that defense to thank for that.
Hey, you know, Listen. These quarterbacks, Derrick Henry bought his guys Rolexes. Lamar Jackson bought his guys, you know, TVs or something. Like, yeah.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing with Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. See, that's why they lost. You bought them TVs.
Well, he might have bought them Rolex. I might have got them mixed up. You know, he might have bought them Rolexes.
Derrick Henry probably bought his O-line Rolexes due to the fact that he's been the NFL rushing champ the last 2 years straight.
Shout out to Derrick Henry, man. Actually, shout out to Derrick Henry and McCaffrey. Both players wear the number double deuce, and both boys got off this year. McCaffrey had 2,000 yards, you know, between receiving and rushing. Man, that's dope, man. Two of the best.
No doubt.
Two of the best, man.
But back to what I was saying.
Yeah, man. He's not.
The Saints' window of opportunity is long gone.
Yeah.
You know, and it's unfortunate that, you know, Drew Brees has only one Super Bowl out of it.
I wouldn't say that the window of opportunity is gone.
It's over. It's over, okay? Let it wash over you.
There's nothing else they can do.
No, it's over.
So they've exhausted all possibilities.
It's over.
But they're right there every year.
It's over.
I think they got a better chance of going to the Super Bowl than the Patriots do at this point.
It's Clemson has LSU inside of the 1 yard line.
Still zip zip. First
still
quarter.
Nothing. Nothing.
Okay.
But their defense has LSU inside of the one at the 1 yard line. They are shutting down everything LSU likes to do.
Let's jump into speaking of Louisiana and Antonio Brown visited them a few short weeks ago. Let's talk about him a little bit.
All right. Recently, we got some today. Yeah. Antonio Brown went live on Instagram.
I think, yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people caught the end of the melee and didn't catch the beginning part. So I'll let you speak on what you saw, and then I'll go ahead and let everyone know what it really was.
So it's kind of sad, man. You know, so Antonio Brown, this is what I understand. OK, interject if you need to. Antonio Brown was in kind of a dispute today with his fiance or baby mother of three of his children. Chelsea. No, he got three kids.
Two are by her.
OK, well, he got three kids, though. OK, so two by her. Chelsea.
Antonio Brown Jr. is.
Oh, okay.
Antonio Brown Jr. is not mixed.
Got you. Okay. Well, anyway, they got into it, I guess. Mm-hmm. She stopped by the house or something, wanted to get something from him or some, I don't know, something for the kids. And he ended up, she ended up trying to steal the truck or something, trying to take his truck, his Bentley truck, and they got into it. And why is he recording, though, man? Like,
which is stupid.
Like, you're keeping people in your business, bro.
That is stupid. But the problem where the issue arises, because everyone talks about, oh, look how he's treating the mother of his children. And okay, folks, first and foremost.
I do not agree with that, because you should never make the mother of your children, your wife, your girlfriend, or your significant other look bad. Because you make yourself look bad because you were dumb enough to lay with her or whatever.
Again. These women nowadays, just like these men.
But you chose her.
Listen to what I'm telling you.
You chose her.
Listen to what I'm telling you. These women, just like these men nowadays, are Decepticons.
Okay. I agree.
They will put on a front to get whatever they want out of you.
Right.
And then when they can't get no more,
right,
you see the real them.
Right.
Okay. Now,
this
granted,
is still the woman you chose.
Regardless of the fact.
Spent the last years with her. Listen, you moved in with her.
That's cool and all. But that does not give, you know, where does that have any bearing? We had kids together. I don't owe you anything.
Not now, saying that. I'm just talking about from the standpoint of this. If you had kids with her, you've committed a while. You've really committed your life to her, because y'all going to forever be tied. So by you throwing a bag of gummy penises, you threw a bag of gummy penises at her.
I don't know. Yeah, that was childish. Now, may I remind you. That was childish. But what she did to come over there and stir up trouble and stir up mischief, she came. No, this is what happened.
Okay.
She came over.
Did you see the text messages?
Yeah.
That she posted, and then she deleted them?
Yeah. Because you know why?
Off Instagram.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because she looked like a liar, and she looked crazy.
But he was the one like, oh, you know, I love you. Come on over here so I can love you, right? And all of this
They're
crap.
Both retarded, okay?
Yeah, he's definitely
But what I'm telling you
mental.
Is this. She came to the house claiming that she wanted to get clothes for the kids, right?
Right.
Okay. She went in the house. She looked solely for the keys to this Bentley truck, okay?
Now, are you sure that the truck isn't hers with her name on it? I'm just saying, bro. He might have signed it over. We don't know that, those details. He might have bought it and be like, this is mine, B. But it's hers. He gave it to her. I'm just saying. Especially if she's the one with the kids all the time.
Why didn't she leave with the truck? Why did she get in a police car with the kids?
Why did the police come over?
Because he called them. Mm-hmm. Because she was trying to steal his car.
Okay. But I'm just talking about the paperwork.
Regardless
details.
Of the fact. Let me tell you something, okay? Regardless of the fact, if they are not together anymore, okay? If he chose to buy her a car and take it back, if it's his name, if he pays that bill, it's his car.
I could see Antonio Brown being a sucker, like, okay, baby, anything for you.
How many women sit up here and buy cars for men, and then when they fall out with them, they take their car back?
Yeah.
Is that are they suckers? Or are they going to get what's rightfully theirs?
No,
you're not with them anymore.
I hear you.
So, come on, man. You can't have it both ways. So, what it is what it is. Okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
He got his damn car. He went and got
saying,
his car.
I don't know, we don't know the details of whose car the name is actually in. That's all I'm saying.
If it was in her name, don't you think she would have left with the car? Exactly.
I hear you.
All right, then. Come on, man. Let's not be naive about the situation here. It's his vehicle. It's his money. She's a sack chaser. had, you know, the women do. They do this.
That's what he called her. That's what he called her, too.
They do this, okay?
I think that's disrespectful, man.
Professional childbearers, okay? They do it.
Well, guess what? He chose her.
Exactly. So that's his fault.
Right.
And this is his cross to bear.
Right.
Now, he was ignorant for doing what he did in front of his children, yes. But when I call the police because you are trying to steal something that's mine, and then they come and treat you like you're not the thief, like you're the victim, and I'm the thief, when this is my property, my home, hell yeah, I'm a nut up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go live.
Right.
I'm not going to throw a sack of gummy penises and call her all out her name and stuff like that, but I'm going to be pissed with the police. Oh, yeah.
Man, I almost feel like he's, like, doing all this stuff on purpose, man.
Again, like I told you, Antonio Brown is done in the NFL. He will sign a multi-million dollar deal to be the face of the XFL.
That's a joke, bro. Who wants? Nobody even is going to even watch the XFL.
You don't even know because
it's not even
going to
last.
Well, you don't know that.
He hate me. What's going to be his nickname?
No,
on the back of his jersey?
It's no games. Listen to me. Listen to what I'm telling you, okay? No games, no gimmicks in this league. They are actually looking for the XFL to be the farm league for the NFL.
Okay.
And they're actually going to be offering kids out of high school, top recruits who would be going to Alabama, who would be going to LSU, Clemson, whatever. They're going to be offering these kids $500,000 contracts to come and play for 3 years. $500,000 a season.
They're not going to require at least a year of college?
Nope. Why? You ain't got to.
They're going
to
be getting towed up.
You don't have to. This is what it is. Now, whoever takes that opportunity, they take that opportunity.
You're going to be putting high schoolers against Antonio Brown? You're going to be getting 8 touchdowns a game.
So? You put high schoolers against you put high schoolers against seniors in college.
Do you or do you not? Say that again.
You put high schoolers against college seniors when they come in and be freshmen and they start?
Freshmen versus seniors.
Freshmen versus senior.
Yeah, but it's very rare that you get a true freshman.
There
are true freshmen on every team.
But
you got to be special.
But you got to be special.
Right, right.
So, you know, this is what it is. And then
I think, and just for the record, we had a conversation before we got in. I think Antonio Brown, if he sits down, if he chills out this offseason, I think there's a chance that he may get scooped up by somebody. Somebody might pay him $1 million or $2 million.
He's not getting picked up.
You
got to
prove yourself. I don't think it's over.
Joe Burrow is getting planted.
They still didn't score yet? Nobody scored?
No.
Didn't you say it was like in the red zone?
No. They had LSU backed up to their own one.
Oh, okay.
Joe Burrow is getting planted, but
yeah.
Give up the Antonio Brown to NFL hope. It's over. He's not playing in the NFL no more.
Was on a video talking about after NFL, this real life and all this
he's
crap.
Been blackballed, man. He's done. Okay, so whatever. He will be in the XFL. So – moving on.
Yeah.
Speaking of fools, we go ahead and give a box of bootios to every individual who we do not want to be booty or hope that they're not booty the second time round.
Yeah.
So, go ahead, Big.
My first box is going to Bill O'Brien. I mean, period.
Go ahead and cue it, Kate.
You don't go 24 nothing.
Box of booty O's to Bill O'Brien and the Houston Texans.
Definitely.
Up 24-0.
24. That's four scores.
And you lose.
Four, bro.
And you lose 50.
And they were down at halftime.
51.
To 31.
To 31. So, meaning you only scored
seven points
in
the
second half.
Damn.
And you gave up how many? They had, what was it, 28 to 24 at halftime?
Something 24 like that. At the half.
Bro.
Yeah, that was ugly, man.
Man, Bill O'Brien, you are a booty, dude. Like, you suck, bro. You suck.
Well.
You don't deserve your job, man. I say that again.
Moving on.
You don't deserve your job, bro.
Period. Moving on, ladies and gentlemen. Another recipient of the booty O's goes to none other than, drum roll, please. Greg Roman, offensive coordinator of the Baltimore Ravens.
Cue
it, Katie.
I agree.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, man. You got to drop a better game plan than that.
What the hell? You knew at some point in time they were going to stop this RPO crap that you were running. You cannot run your way to a Super Bowl with your quarterback. at some point in time, he's going to have to be a quarterback. So what did you do? Yep. You went in, trotted that same BS out there on that field, and they were waiting on it.
They were waiting on it, man.
And they shut it down, and you didn't have a plan B.
And you know what?
You get a huge box of booty-os. That is disgusting, man. And that's irrehensible, irresponsible as an offensive coordinator, and just downright sorry.
It's inexcusable, man. You can't go 14-2. You skated through the season, bro. You skated through the season. You was running through. You was blowing out teams 49-14, bro. You was embarrassing everybody. Y'all was taking pictures on the field, posing. Y'all was doing your thing. You was doing your thing. You can't go 14-2, win the AFC.
Big trust.
Right, exactly.
Big trust.
Big trust and all of this.
Big trust.
You know, you get an interview. Lamar Jackson is the MVP. All this stuff. You sit the dude week 17, and then you let the 9-7, and I'm not disrespecting the Titans. I got love for y'all. You let the 9-7 Tennessee Titans roll up in your crib and slap you across your face.
Slap.
They got popped, and this is the biggest part, bro. The Chiefs gave up 24. They still the Ravens still had a chance. It wasn't like they was just blown. They wasn't just destroying them. I mean, they were destroying them, but they weren't too far. Like, the grasp was, I mean, all they had to do was reach out and get right back in the game. They were down. They ended up being down 14-6, and then the lead just got bigger and bigger and bigger. So Greg Roman, yeah, you definitely get a box. The Vikings got to get a box.
Cue it, Katie. They backed into the playoffs. I don't understand why they're receiving a box, because they didn't have such high expectations to begin with.
But they beat the Saints on the road, and they get in the box because how does Kevin Stefanski put up 10 points, you know, in the second round, and then they hired him as a head coaching job? What? Eric Bieniemy just put up 51.
Eight straight three and outs.
They should have waited for Eric Bieniemy.
That's that white privilege, man. I told you, it's privilege.
They should have waited.
It's privilege.
And then Salah, they should have waited on him.
It's privilege.
You got two dudes sitting right there.
It's the good old boys club in the NFL amongst these owners. They do not, and general managers, they do not want to hire anyone that's other than them.
Well, Cleveland Browns, y'all got y'all, man. And you got the perfect logo and the perfect name for that doo-doo that y'all going to be trying out on the field next year.
Well, final recipient of the booty-os.
Yes.
Goes to no other than the NFL refs. Cue it, Katie.
The booty! Oh!
Yeah.
You sorry sons of bitches. Every single Green Bay game.
And I see the video.
You let them off the freaking hook with your awful, terrible, biased, cheating calls and ways.
Yep.
Will you stop with this crap? It is getting too obvious. And then the sad part about it is that you go to the replay booth and you talk to the replay officials in New York, and they say, roll with the call that's on the field. No. What the hell are y'all doing?
Yeah. Yeah. I seen a video of
NFL
Aaron Rodgers hugging Gene, what's his name? The referee.
Stessatore.
Yeah, Gene Stessatore or Storatore, whatever his name is. He was hugging. They were hugging.
NFL officiating this season has been horrid.
Yeah, man.
Downright.
NFL officiating need to get a box, bro.
Man.
For the year.
We gave it to him.
Yeah.
Earlier in the year.
Yeah.
But, man, this NFL officiating is garbage.
Yeah.
So, with that said.
I just hope the Super Bowl got a pretty good
A good crew.
Yeah.
Because, man, we don't want to be robbed of that. But
shout out to the young lady, too, man. She worked the AFC Championship game. Or not the AFC Championship game, but the original game.
Yeah.
That was the first lady I seen in working the playoff crew, bro. So that I don't know her name, but somebody out there might know her. Shout out to her for, you know, setting the bar high for the ladies out there. You know what I mean?
With that said, Clemson just drove down into the 5-yard line, looking to go in to score against LSU.
And I don't mean to backtrack at all, but I was listening to one of our previous episodes, and we're talking about the male athlete of the year.
Mm-hmm.
How come Tom Brady didn't win that? How come LeBron won it? Tom Brady, athlete of the decade. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I said that wrong.
Yeah.
How many Tom Brady Super Bowls didn't he get like 3 or 4?
Yeah.
In that last decade?
Yeah.
He should have won male athlete of the year.
Well, he got it in the 2000s, so. you know, they all from 2000 all the way up to 10, it was Tom Brady. So
yeah, he should have won it. Not LeBron.
Whatever. But
they gave that to LeBron.
It is what it is, man. But with that said, ladies and gentlemen, hopefully we made your day a little bit
bigger
and a little bit brighter.
Yes, sir.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Thank you for listening to our foolishness for another hour.
Touchdown, Clemson.
Touchdown, Clemson. Okay.
They're up 7-0 on the LSU Tigers, and it looks like this one is going to be a rout.
By the time you guys hear this, there will be a champion, but we can promise you this. It's going to be the Tigers.
I guarantee it will be the Clemson Tigers.
Well, I think it's going to be the LSU Tigers, but either way, it's going to be a Tiger.
Yeah, we'll see. But with that said, go ahead and leave us out, Deuce.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time.